the world's changing. People are finding it more and more stressful in the world of work. There are fewer traditional jobs about. The ones that are there, many of them are lower paid. People are having to work longer and longer hours. Even in the well-paid jobs, employers are becoming more and more demanding of time. So people are having to work longer. They have less time for family, less time to do the things that they enjoy in life. People recognise that the old deal of what is often referred to as the 40-year plan, where you leave school or university with some qualification and you get a job for life, and those days are long gone. People not only now have to change employers several times during their working life, they often have to change career several times during their working life. And this causes a lot of stress. More and more people are feeling that this is not the way that they want to live anymore, that too much work and no play does make Jack a very dull boy. Yeah. And people recognise that in this day and age, the modern age, we want to live a life while we're on this earth. And so people are looking for alternatives. But what are the alternatives? Of course, if you have strong entrepreneurial flair, maybe come from an entrepreneurial background, and if you've got capital, you can start a new business. How many of us are in that position? How many of us have the kind of wealth necessary or have access to the wealth necessary to do that? And even if you do have access to it, you know, starting a business with a new idea is a very risky thing. And if you've already got family, and who wants to borrow against their home and risk everything that they've got? So what attracted me to the kind of home-based marketing business that I have built is the fact that it offered all the freedoms that being your own boss gives you. It offered me the chance to work for myself, to choose my own hours, the flexibility. But because it was my own business, it also offered me an opportunity to set my own income level. And for me, freedom is defined in two ways. You need enough money to do the things that you want, and you need enough time to do the things that you want to do. And this business gave me an opportunity to have both the time and the income so that I could please myself. And I think even more today, it matches what many, many people are looking for. People who want to escape the rat race but still want to maintain a good standard of living and want their family to have the good things in life. Mm. Because those good things are there, so why not aspire to them? So I think it's really important. It's a remarkable business. I've seen it change many, many people's lives. Members of my family have joined my business, friends have joined my business, and also I've met lots of other people who I never knew before. Mm. And I see people's lives changed. I see their whole perspective change. I see them get control over their life. Yeah. The world of marketing is changing. 20 years ago, marketing and advertising were virtually synonymous. It meant the same thing. And if you had a product, you'd go to an advertising agency and they would put what they called a marketing campaign together, but that was actually an advertising campaign. And they'd probably, if they'd got a big budget, they'd buy as much TV advertising and magazine advertising as they possibly could, and that would be the main way that they would promote your particular product, whatever it was. And something really interesting has happened in the world of marketing in the last 20 years, and that is that consumers, people like you and me, because we are bombarded by advertising messages all the time, we take less and less notice of them. So they become less and less effective. So companies that have relied on this advertising strategy to market their products are finding that they're spending more and more money to get a smaller and smaller response. And so the world of traditional marketing is in a huge turmoil. Now, nothing will ever beat, as far as recommendation is concerned, one person recommending a product to another. So if you can combine a marketing structure and engage the enthusiasm and support of people who honestly and sincerely recommend your product, then you've got a really powerful marketing strategy. And that's what our business does. Effectively, it structures word of mouth recommendation. Mm-hmm. Because consumers are getting more and more sophisticated, because there are so many products out there, they are looking not to make judgments about details of the product, but to find somebody they can trust mm-hmm. who will tell them something interesting.
Yeah.
They want to hear something remarkable.
Yeah.
And you can't do that in advertising. What you can do is have one person talking to another. And so our business is based on word of mouth recommendation. Now, that gives you two kinds of business. One, you can do it on your own, make a little home-based business, an extra income, where you've got just one mouth doing the recommending.
Yeah.
Or, and this is what I've done, you can build an organisation that has many, many people in it. And so you have many, many mouths doing the recommending. And that, of course, creates huge sales, huge turnover. And as a result of that, it creates huge profitability for all the people in the business.
Mm-hmm.
And because Forever makes a wholesale profit, then your company makes a big wholesale profit, then that's shared back with our marketing organisation. And that's why it's so profitable. Our job is not a pushy salesperson's job. I think it's really important to understand that if you start by trying to sell products to family and friends, you're just going to turn them off to your message, because they'll feel like you're trying to sell them. And who likes that? Nobody. And so people will resist on principle. So point number one, if you want sales to happen, don't become a pushy salesperson. We do, though, need our marketing message to spread. And of course, there are the people who know you, but a much bigger group is the people who know the people who know you. And our job is to get our marketing message spreading through the people who know us to the people who don't know us, but who know the people who do know us. And that marketing message will only spread like that if the people that you talk to like you and like your approach and are interested in what you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll only be interested in what you have to say if it's relevant to them. So our job is to share information about our products, about our business, with people in such a way, and typically they're based on the stories of people who've had similar issues to the person that you're talking to. So this is conversational. We learn how to find out what would be interesting to the person that we're talking mm-hmm. to and talk to them about that. And as a result of that, the marketing message is just tagged on to this conversation, and because they're interested in it, then the marketing message spreads. So essentially, our business on a day-to-day basis is about having friendly conversations with people.
It's such a natural process, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. And it's an enjoyable process. You need to learn not to become a bore by talking about your product or service all the time, because what's interesting to the person that you're talking to is them and their life.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, my approach is always, let's find out with a sincere interest about the person's life today, what's happening to them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you show interest in somebody, they enjoy the conversation, and if it's appropriate that your product or your business is going to match one of their needs and you mention that, then that creates a genuine interest in them in what you have to offer.
So if our listeners utilised the strategies that you've spoken about in their home-based marketing businesses, what would their life be like in, say, 30 days, 90 days, or maybe even a year's time?
Okay, that's a good question. Let me be completely honest.
Okay.
For somebody who starts, they probably never run their own business before. They've never run our kind of business.
Mm-hmm.
So when you first start, there's a learning curve.
Mm-hmm.
So, and a learning curve means getting out of what is often called your comfort zone, doing things that you've never done before, and that can cause a degree of anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And so what impact will it have on their lives in 30 days? They'll have been out of their comfort zone a lot. They'll be doing a lot of stuff that they haven't done before, but they will be learning how to have more structured conversations. People will be enjoying talking to them more, just in general, not necessarily about the business, because mm-hmm. their conversational skills will improve. They'll be making more friends as a result of this. Their existing friendships will be getting stronger, but they will have gone through a kind of an anxiety crisis, only a minor one. It's not a, but often people aren't prepared for this, so it's important to recognise that you know, to achieve anything, you do need to change what you're doing, and that involves a little bit of trepidation at first. So in 30 days, they'll have started this learning, and they'll have been out of their comfort zone, and you need to be prepared for that. So I have to say right up front that in any business, your life isn't going to change financially in 30 days.
Okay.
In our business, if you hit the ground running, you can actually break even in the first 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
Because the investment's so minimal, you will comfortably make that back in the first 30 days. And everybody that joins me, I really work hard with them to get them to see that they can get a return on their investment, be in profit in 30 days. So I think that's a good start. Yeah. You then said in 90 days.
Yeah.
So that's 3 months. Well, if we've hit the ground running and we've gone through this little anxiety stage, gone through our learning and continue to learn, then in 90 days we'll be seeing our organisation grow, and it'll be starting to get a life of its own. It'll certainly be profitable. Obviously in 90 days great riches won't have flooded our way, but we could certainly be replacing a modest full-time income with our part-time home-based marketing business by the time 90 days has passed.
Wow.
Certainly by the time 6 months has passed, if we've been working on a part-time basis, we can have replaced a full-time income. And by the time a year has passed, we can have built a business that gives us a substantial professional salary, in effect. However, the real financial benefits come after the first year, because the first year really you should see as growing your business. Yes, it can replace your existing salary in that first year, but our business offers much more than that. Because you're creating a marketing organisation that delivers products which are consumable, the people who buy the products, the end consumer, they come back and reorder products month in, month out, and you receive royalties on all these sales that happen way into the future. So as long as you've laid the foundations in that first year, then your income, as a result of the work you did in that first year, continues to grow through year two, year three, year four, and onward. And so that's how people's lives change, as a result of the business that they've built. For me, it's completely changed my life. We live in the cottage of our dreams in Dorset. We spend as much time doing the things that we want to do. I'm about to go next week to spend some time in the south of France. We have an apartment down there, and so we can spend some time there, and we take holidays too. We're completely free to do the things that we want to do. And it's not just me, lots and lots of people that we work with who've taken the business seriously. And I have to say, you do need to take it seriously in order to achieve serious results. But if you're prepared to take it seriously, for me, it has delivered way beyond my wildest dreams.
And how long would you say that it's lived up to your dreams and your expectations? How long has it taken you to build a business of your dreams?
To be honest, my initial dream was quite limited. My initial vision was limited. We were struggling financially, and I thought if I could get an additional income stream of £1,000 or £2,000 a month from my part-time home-based marketing business, then that would be great, because that would just be an extra income stream and it would solve a lot of the stress, financial stress that we were under. So my initial vision wasn't much greater than that. However, as that started to be fulfilled, I saw there was much more to this business than I'd originally imagined.
Mm-hmm.
And I set myself some simple goals, but which seemed pretty big to me at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I set myself a goal of clearing all my debts, which was significant.
Mm-hmm.
Clearing my mortgage. Mm-hmm. I wanted to pay off my mortgage. And the third thing, I wanted a passive income of $50,000 a year, because I thought if I had a passive royalty-style income of $50,000 a year with no debt, no mortgage to pay, we could live pretty comfortably on that. So it would put a financial wall around us that would protect myself, my family from anything that, mm-hmm. that happened. And I gave myself, I thought if I could achieve that in a decade, that would be a fantastic achievement.
Absolutely.
So started to work at that, and obviously, in the first year, it's slower, but it accelerates, and we paid off all our debt. I paid off the mortgage. It took us 6 years to pay off our debt and pay off our mortgage. And at the end of that 6 year, we effectively retired from the business, mm-hmm. and my income was significantly over the 50,000 that I'd originally envisaged. And it's continued to grow. So it took me 6 years. However, I made huge amounts of mistakes. And one of the advantages, I think, people have of working with us is that they don't have to make the same mistakes as we made because we've already made them.
Yeah.
And so a big part of our training program, what we teach people, is the pitfalls and things to avoid. And I think that's why many people now have a much more accelerated program to achieve the kind of things we've achieved than I did myself.
Yeah.